Executive Director of the Community Foundation, Katie Wright, says when the Women's Giving Fund was started, women in the community were asked to give a one-time donation of $1,000. Since then, the endowment has grown to $1.5 million. Since 2014, they've awarded high-impact grants to PC Tots, the Children's Justice Center, the Peace House, and the Epic Promise Mentoring Program. Wright says the grants committee considers all applicants from the different nonprofits, and the 1,300 members of the Women's Giving Fund vote on the final grant recipient.
And I have to say, they're always, always so deserving. And I have people say, how do I choose? And I say, you can go with your heart, because they have been vetted. There's no doubt they're doing critical work in the community. And we open up the voting to every member every year. And then we announce the big winner.
Big Brother Big Sister of Park City was selected as the Women's Giving Fund grant winner this year. They've been in Park City for 12 years, but the national organization has worked for 100 years around the U.S. to pair adult mentors with children facing adversity. Summit and Wasatch County Manager Lacey Cole Ray says they served 166 children last year. She says the money will go toward hiring a full-time staff person, but the prestige of winning the award will have an even bigger impact.
The position that we will be hiring for is a recruitment and mentoring position. The position was, as I said, part-time before, but having another 20 hours a week will allow that person to really do more outreach, enroll more volunteers, and enroll more kids.
Cole Ray says they pair mentors with children one-on-one and require a one-year commitment. She says the new full-time outreach person will help grow the program with more outreach to both mentors and children in need.
We've had 80 children apply, go through the process that we have been unable to match simply due to a lack of having volunteers. So that's over 12 years. I have 10 kids on my wait list today that I could pair with a mentor if I had a mentor. But I think it would be nice to grow them in tandem, and I would love to not have a giant wait list for kids. I'd love for a child and a family to say, I want a mentor, and us to be able to say, great, we'll get you a mentor in 2 weeks or a month, not you might have to wait 6 months.
The process they use to match the right mentor with the child involves background checks, interviews, calling references, and subjective discussions between staff members.
We look at what skills and life experiences and strengths an individual brings as a big brother or big sister, and then we look at the kids that we have waiting. We ask people all kinds of questions like, are you more active? Are you more laid back? To try to make a good match.
To find out more about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Utah, go to bbbsu.org or call Lacey Cole Ray at 435-649-9366. Park City Community Foundation received a $5,000 anonymous donation for each of the finalist applicants. If interested in seeing the applicant videos, go to parkcitycf.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.